Hey there, dreamers and doers. It's your girl, Jessica Lane, back with another dose of sleep reset to help you recharge your cognitive batteries and unlock peak focus. And today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy relationships that act like emotional powerhouses in your life. Ever feel like you're navigating this crazy world solo? You know that feeling when the pressure's on and all you want is the supportive hand to hold, a listening ear, or just someone who gets you? Well, guess what? Humans are social creatures by nature, wired for connection. And strong, healthy relationships aren't just about feeling good. They are like the foundation of our well-being. Think about it. When we feel connected and supported, our stress levels plummet, our resilience soars, and we're basically unstoppable forces of awesomeness. But building these rock-solid emotional support systems isn't always a walk in the park. It takes effort, vulnerability, and a whole lot of intentionality. So buckle up, because today, we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate those deep, meaningful connections that truly nourish your soul. First things first. Clear communication is king. We're talking about being open, honest, and vulnerable with the people in our lives. It's like taking off your emotional armor and letting your guard down just enough to allow for true intimacy. Remember, even if it feels scary at first, expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly can create a powerful sense of understanding and trust. Think about the time when someone really listened to you without judgment, that magic feeling. That's the power of clear communication. Next up. Active listening is a superpower. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing what another person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Imagine having a conversation with someone who genuinely gets you, sees your perspective, and makes you feel heard and valued. That's the magic of active listening. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really tune into what your loved ones are sharing. Now, let's talk boundaries. You know, those invisible lines that define our personal space and help us protect our emotional well-being. It's not about being closed off, it's about setting healthy limits that allow for mutual respect and create a sense of balance in your relationships. Think about it like this. Boundaries are like fences around a garden. They keep things safe and flourishing while allowing room to grow. Number 4. Celebrate each other's wins, big and small. Life is a roller coaster, and having people who cheer you on during the ups and downs can make all the difference. Take time to acknowledge your loved one's achievements, offer words of encouragement when they are struggling, and genuinely celebrate their happiness. Remember, sharing in each other's joys and triumphs creates a powerful sense of unity and support. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of forgiveness. We all mess up sometimes, and holding onto grudges only hurts us in the long run. When disagreements arise, remember to approach them with empathy, open communication, and a willingness to understand different perspectives. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about letting go of anger and resentment so that we can move forward and strengthen our bonds. Alright, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, lost, and unsure what to do next. Now, how would you support them? Would you offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, words of encouragement, or maybe even help them plan a fun distraction? By being present, supportive, and understanding, you'd be building a deeper connection that would last a lifetime. Remember, those close connections are what truly make life meaningful. They provide us with love, support, laughter, and shared experiences that shape who we are. So, let's prioritize these relationships, nurture them with intentionality, and create a world where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. Until next time, keep shining your light and remember, you're never alone on this journey. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights and join the conversation on social media. Let me know what resonated with you most. And as always, take care of yourselves, dream big, and keep resetting those cognitive batteries. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.